If you've lived in Arkansas for at least a few years, you know the state has seen some changes. Imagine spending nearly a century in the natural state. Bud Rector, who lives in Yell County, will turn 99 later this year. Recently, Ozarks at Large's Meredith Martin Moat sat in on a conversation Bud had with another lifelong Yell County resident, and she shares with us voices that have experiences from another Arkansas.
Bud Rector lives on Harkey Valley Road outside of Dardanelle in Yell County. I recently went with my father, J.L. Martin, to visit Mr. Rector and record some of his stories about life in the Timberwoods and the nearby Sulphur Springs that once flowed through the region. Although a generation younger, my father spent much of his younger years working in the same logging woods. Together, they touched on stories surrounding Dizzy and Paul Dean, who spent their younger days in the area, and recalled their younger brother, a man they called Poodle, playing in the rural leagues alongside Bud and many of my father's family, including my great uncle Grover, a traveling preacher with an inconsistent pitch. This is part one of their edited conversation.
I was born up, where Henry Harkey used to live. Up there, you know, by the old schoolhouse up on the hill, right in there, up in Harkin Valley, about 6 miles up there from Shaquilla, December the 6th, 1914. Everybody was going around, they was chopping axe and cross-cut saws, went to jail, cutting and skinning logs, and me and my brother, we was a hauling logs and lumber with a truck trailer back in the... Early in, when I was about 25, 30 year old, well, we went to the woods hauling logs and lumber and stayed with it for a while. Moved back up in the valley up there, when that's all they had to do up there. And there wasn't nothing else to do, was it?
Nope.
Moved down here and I began hauling then for out around in the county up at Blue Ball and up Dutch Creek out of Danville, Havana, Plainview, Rover, all over there. Hauled logs and lumber all over for the Burnett and Weiss Lumber Company and Mountain Buckman. And up until men normally got married in 1948, Halloween night, 1948 Then I hauled a couple of years after we got married, then I quit. Built me a broiler house, had a few cattle, baled hay, and just anything to make a dollar. And it wasn't very many dollars to be made.
You ask about the Forest Service. Did that come in the 30s when they bought that land up there?
Yeah, it's 36. They bought all that land, you 36. See,
and built.
Sprague Lake out there.
I know that the line was, Daddy lived in a house up there past Laver and Kale Lane. And the house, one part of the house was in the district, one part wasn't. And that's the only way he got to work, because he was in that district up there somewhere.
Yeah, the Bonaparte Rutledge place.
Mm-hmm.
That's where Mr. Bonaparte Rutledge used to live there, you know. Yeah, Bonaparte Rutledge. Yeah, they had four stores down there. That was pretty good, prosperous place there for a while.
Had a hotel there at one time.
And it burnt, yeah.
See, there was seven springs there. All of them were sulfur. Some of them, it had a very strong smell to it, too.
Oh, man, yeah. I'm surprised the government never did do that, you know, make a park or something there.
And they used to work till like 10, 11 o'clock or whatever it was or something on Saturday, and then they'd go play ball Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
They'd be plow or do whatever they were doing up to 10, 11 o'clock.
We played Skeela Mountain, Sprague Creek over close to Belleville.
Slow Fork.
Ard, Pesgi, Slow Fork.
They had a league, didn't they, Bud?
Yeah, they had a league of 10
teams or something.
Teams there, you see. Oh, Roger Harkey, he went to St. Louis tryouts, you know, for the leagues or whatever. Dizzy and Paul were pitching.
Yeah.
This popular, you know. Roger got up there, he said, boy, He said, about all you can see, just hear that ball pass when Dizzy D had turned it loose.
They didn't play much around here. They were around here when they were younger, I think, and I think Ralph Dennis taught them in school. Is that correct?
Yeah. They said they moved from down east someplace and was moving up on Skeetle Mountain, and Paul got lost, you know, somewhere down there. And he told them he's Dizzy Paul's dead brother, and they didn't believe him. He's like me about how he looked. He wasn't crazy, but I remember one time we was playing ball up there, and he's playing first base, you know, and he's over there at that grove where you couldn't tell whether he's going to throw the ball that way, or straight up. When he'd wind up, he just go everything. And old Poodle over there, you know, fool around like that, wasn't paying attention, the runner on first, Grover wound up, could slam over to first, you know, and Poodle wasn't looking the ball anybody for it. From then on, he could watch.
This has been part one in a two-part series of an edited conversation between Bud Rector and J.L. Martin, recorded in Yell County, Arkansas, in partnership with the McRoy House Organization for Folklife, Oral History, and Community Action. This interview will be donated to the Pryor Center for Arkansas Oral and Visual History. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Meredith Martin-Motes.
We'll hear more from Bud Rector in Meredith's second part of her visit with him on tomorrow's edition of Ozarks at Large. You can read more from Meredith at her blog, theboileddownjuice.com.
And ahead on Ozarks at Large, something very much from the 21st century, Antoinette explains the musician Macklemore in a Tuesday music review. That's coming up.
The Arkansas Razorback softball team is the sixth seed in the upcoming SEC tournament in Lexington, Kentucky. Arkansas will be in the SEC tournament for the first time since 2010, and the number six seed is the highest for the program since 2002. Arkansas has won four straight games and eight of their last nine. The team is ranked 22nd in the country. Arkansas opens the tournament play against Missouri Thursday evening at 3, and it will be shown live on ESPNU.
And the University of Arkansas men's golf team, ranked 13th in the country, was named the number two seed at the 2013 NCAA Fayetteville Regional last night on a selection show at NCAA.com. That regional will be in Fayetteville at the Blessings Golf Club May 16th, 17th, and 18th. 14 five-man teams and five individuals will take part in that. The NCAA Fayetteville Regional is the first time the Razorback men have hosted an NCAA golf event. It's the sixth consecutive year the men's golf program has advanced to the NCAA tournament, and Arkansas will need to finish among the top five teams at the regional to then move on to the NCAA championship later in the spring.
The 65th River Valley Invitational, hosted by the Fort Smith Regional Art Museum, is issuing a call for works. The deadline is June 7th, and this year's theme is Naturally Diverse Arkansas. The exhibition will focus on the natural beauty of Arkansas. Subject matter could include, but is not limited to, native plants of Arkansas and their habitats, rare plants and animals, state parks, rivers, outdoor sporting activities, and simple pleasures of everyday living in the natural state. Submissions can be any media: painting, photography, sculpture, installations, and new media. The purpose of this exhibition is to encourage and recognize professional artists. In addition, this exhibition aligns with the museum's mission to foster art appreciation in the community. Cash prizes will be granted to first, second, and third place winners. This exhibition is a museum fundraiser. All works will be for sale, and 50% of sale price will contribute to RAM's annual fund that supports exhibitions, programs, and events. More information is available at fsram.org.
And speaking of fundraisers, mm-hmm. the band Big Bad Gina, who we have had in the Furman Garner Performance Studio.
We have.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They are preparing to release their new CD later this year, in the summer, I believe. They've launched a Kickstarter project to aid in that endeavor. The CD in progress is officially now titled Shine Your Light. And the rewards, if you haven't been to Kickstarter, depending on how much you pledge to support
that's
a project.
Your reward tier, you get something for pledging this much or that much, right?
Right. If you pledge $10 at the Big Bad Gina project, you get a super cool glow stick.
I love glow sticks.
If you go to the highest level of pledge, which is $2,500 or more, there's a whole package, I think, of signed goodies. And they say you can play percussion on the recording of the CD in the studio.
Oh, that's That's cool.
Yeah. The bands, by the way, will next play locally at Voulez-Vous Lounge in Eureka Springs on June 21st. Deadline to reach a monetary goal is June 15th. If you want to know more, you can just go into a search engine and put Big Bag Gina in Kickstarter.
Yep.